worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the Word of God in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1. Then looking in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1, beginning at verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And then the final chapter at this point, Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the grace, the power, the wisdom, the counsel, the strength found in your word. And thank you for how this is just true, that your word is pregnant with the ability to bless us, to equip us, to empower us, to be all that you've called us to be and to do what you've called us to do. Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of prayer. Empower us to be the praying church you've called us to be. Empower us to be believers who are faithful disciples, who are being disciples and who are making disciples every day. And help us to know that every day is a day for full-time ministry for every believer in the world. Help us to learn to walk in that reality and in your wisdom to do it, and in the power of your Holy Spirit more and more every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Hey, Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd speak today, that you'd speak through Pastor Joseph, that you'd speak through your scriptures, and that we would hear your voice. Thank you so much, Father, for moving. Father, I ask that we would desire your word more and more every day. I ask that we would desire your word more and more even now. Father, teach us how desolate and how, like, leaving us in want the things of this world are, and how much more you have to offer. Thank you so much, Father, for giving us life and giving us everything, for giving us, like, eternal life and all of joy, because that's who you are. You are joy and you are love. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. I want to continue to remind you, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We're glad to share with you and appreciate the fact that we get emails regularly of people asking for the prayer tools we provide. You know, the Kingdom Prayers is the prayer guide that has about 12 Bible-based prayers to help strengthen you and help to jumpstart and empower your prayer life. Also, often people will request the Psalm 91 prayer all by itself as well. That's a wise prayer for you and I to pray every single day in view of the fact that we live in such a dangerous, crazy world. No one can protect you like the Lord can. And one of the ways to mobilize and utilize the divine and supernatural protection he provides is by praying in faith Psalm 91 over your life every single day. So simply email us if you'd like to get a copy of that as well. But also lots of other discipleship tools. Remember this, like it or not, you and I step out on a battlefield every day of our lives. And no one can help us to go out and be victorious like the Spirit of God and the Word of God. God is ready to help us. It's our job to take the weapons he's made available and put them to use. So again, we're glad to provide some of the discipleship tools and prayer tools that we have to share with listeners. And we often get requests for them. So if you'd like to get some or all of those that we provide, email us. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. We'd be glad to get them to you. That's a way we can be co-laborers in the work of the building of God's kingdom every single day. And remember, you and I step out on a battlefield every day. And remember, your children step out on the same battlefield that you step out on. So it's important that we help to equip our children to be child warriors in this world as well. We are very blessed and honored to have as our in-studio guest today, Wayne Vandiver. He's the director of the Baptist Student Union at Northeast Community College in Boonville, Mississippi here. Brother Wayne, how are you today?
I'm doing very well.
An honor to have you with us, and we appreciate you coming. My wife, Bertie, and I had the privilege of meeting you and your wife at your church just a few weeks back, and it was an honor to meet you and to learn about the Baptist Student Union. As we begin, I want to ask if you'll introduce yourself and then tell our listeners about what the Baptist Student Union is. Now, lots of our listeners would know exactly what it is and some basic things about it, but then there are some listeners who might think to themselves, I have never heard of the Baptist Student Union. I want to know what they do. So would you introduce yourself and then tell our listeners about the work and the mission of the Baptist Student Union on college campuses?
All right. I'm married to a very lovely woman named Connie. We've been coming up on, it'll be August 21st. We'll be married 47 years. I've got three sons, and they're married, got three wonderful girls they're married to, and I've got five granddaughters. And as far as Baptist Student Union goes, I was called to be a Baptist Student Union director when I was a student at Northeast Community College. It was my sophomore year. I thought God wanted me to be a high school social science teacher, and it wound up that he called me into the ministry, and I ended up in 1984. I became the first full-time BSU director at Itawamba Community College, and I served there for 11 years.
And where is that?
Itawamba is in Fulton, Mississippi. It's about 20 miles due east of Tupelo. Mm-hmm. Now, I served there 11 years, and then in 95, I came to Northeast, and so this is my 29th year at Northeast, so 40 in all. So anyway, I've had a good time.
So you've worked with the Baptist Student Union a long, long time then. So,
yes.
Well, tell our listeners, what exactly is the Baptist Student Union?
Well, Southern Baptists use this term called cooperative program, and basically it means that Southern Baptist churches are choosing to do together what they could not do individually. And so that concept applies to Baptist Student Union in that you might say, like, say somebody's giving money to their, you know, they're going to a Southern Baptist church and they're giving money, putting it in the offering plate. Well, part of that money is going to pay the salary of all the Baptist Student Union directors in the state of Mississippi. Mm-hmm. But then the church, say the church is in our junior college district, they can decide, you know, we want to support a local budget and, you know, provide a building and, you know, a place for students to actually gather and have Bible studies and parties and different things. Mm-hmm. And so we wind up, we have, you might say, we have a budget that is the Northeast BSU budget that churches in our five-county junior college district contribute to that budget. Mm-hmm. But see, my salary is paid by, you might say, all the churches of Mississippi working together.
So would it be accurate to say then that basically the Baptist Student Union is a college campus outreach ministry of the Southern Baptist Church?
Yes.
Okay.
And we see, like, I am an employee of, it's called the Mississippi Baptist Convention Board in Jackson, Mississippi, mm-hmm. which is the entity that represents all Southern Baptists in the state of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so basically, so you all function on pretty much all the college campuses in a given state, like Baptist Student Union would exist on most every college campus then?
Yes. And, you know, it's just like churches. There's more BSUs in the South, mm-hmm. but you go up out west, go up north, there's not as many.
Okay.
And so mm-hmm. it winds up that, you know, I guess the difference in, say, like in Alabama, they don't call it BSU Baptist Student Union. They mm-hmm. call it Baptist Campus Ministry, BCM. Mm-hmm. But when it all got started years ago, it was called BSU, so that's why we stick with that.
Right. Well, Brother Wayne, would you take time to pray for our listeners in it? Because I think there are those who are listening who, some of them, it may be that God is leading them to become a faithful intercessor, a prayer warrior, to pray for their local BSU, but also maybe other college campuses as well, college campus ministries as well. But would you pray for each listener to have ears to hear? Because there might be some people God is calling them to get involved with either the Baptist Student Union or maybe some other college campus ministry. So would you pray for them?
Okay. Dear Lord, we're grateful to you that you're so good to us. And I ask, Lord, that you will help each listener right now to just say, Lord, what would you have me do? Here am I, send me. There's so many opportunities, Lord, that you give us to minister in different ways, and I thank you that BSU is one of them. And I know that listeners could be used in so many ways, whether leading a Bible study with a group of students or opening their home once a week just to have a time of devotion and prayer and fellowship. I ask, Lord, that you will just help us all to look around and see the opportunities in order that we would be used of you in a mighty way to touch the lives of others for Jesus Christ. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our in-studio guest today is Wayne Vandiver. He's the director for the Baptist Student Union at Northeast Community College in Boonville, Mississippi. We'll be right back.
Can I beat this? Can I crack this surface into the deepness? this heart of mine, it's you. It's you, Lord, it's you. Then everything else just falls in line.
The music of Toby Mac with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Wayne Vandiver. He's the director of the Baptist Student Union, a college campus ministry, an outreach of the Southern Baptist Church on the campus of Northeast Community College. And Wayne, you know, during this segment, I'm going to ask if you'll just share some about the work that you do and some of the challenges you're dealing with. I think of this, it's helpful, I think, for believers to be mindful that a college or university campus is in many ways a world to itself. It's in many ways, it's like the world itself. People live on college campuses, live and function on college campuses. Obviously, the student body as well as professors. But sadly, on college campuses, you find robbery, rape, assault, suicide, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, like you do in the world as well. So the challenges on a college campus are many ways like the world, but they're different because of the nature of a school campus as well. So would you just dive right in and share with our listeners about the work that you do as the director of the Baptist Student Union?
Okay. Well, if you looked at the symbol for Baptist Student Union, you could probably find it on the internet somewhere. It looks like these arrows pointing in, and then there's arrows pointed out, and it makes a big star. Hmm. So you could say that what we're trying to do is have a balance overall between ministry and outreach and, evangelism. And then, you know, that would be what we would call the outward journey. Mm-hmm. And then the inward journey, like Bible study, prayer, fellowship, discipleship. And anyway, any BSU on any given college campus, that's what we're trying to do. Is because you think about it, a lot of Christians, we're coming to church faithfully, and we're sitting in Sunday school and learning there, and in the worship service, you know, having we hear the word of God preached to us and everything, but we're not reaching out. Mm-hmm. We're not ministering. We're not sharing the gospel with people like we ought to. Mm-hmm. And so, it's kind of like you're just, you're soaking up all this good stuff from the Word of God, but you're not mm-hmm. letting it turn around and be used to minister and to serve somebody or share the gospel or whatever.
Living out what we've learned in the church context.
That's right. That's right. So, see, to me, that's what you need is a balance. And that's what BSU's trying to do, but to me, every church should have that as a goal. Mm-hmm. And we as individual Christians should have that as a goal. I'm not just sitting and soaking it up. I'm also mm-hmm. sharing the love of Jesus Christ with other people.
So you all have like weekly Bible studies with the Baptist Student Union?
Yeah, we have there's like small group Bible studies. We've got a couple of luncheons that we do where I invite pastors or youth ministers in, and we serve a free meal and they share. I mean, most BSUs in the state have that going. Most are going to serve a luncheon. You know, they may charge a little money if they have to, but for the most part, it's a free meal. And plus, you've got somebody preaching the Word of God every time.
Okay, and so you mentioned you have small group Bible studies as well. So you have maybe one big Bible study with lots of students and then a few smaller ones that are they student-led or are they led by?
Well, it depends on the BSU. For us, we've had it both ways. This year it's just students, but we've had it in the past where people, you know, like the idea was, say there's a group of commuters that we get together from Corinth, Mississippi, mm-hmm. and we find a guy and his wife in Corinth that would only, you know, one night of the week let those commuters from Corinth come to their home and have a Bible study together. Or mm-hmm. same thing for Boonville or, other New Albany, Mississippi, other local towns, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And so I think, each BSU, it just depends on what the Lord provides as far, if the Lord, the Lord touches the hearts of some adults to say, I would be willing to do that right there. I would be able to lead a Bible study in my home each semester if some students want to come.
Okay, so in other words, if you have someone that volunteers or maybe gets in touch with you and say, hey, could I lead a Bible study of students? Could I be a volunteer to do something along that line? You can use people in volunteer ways like that.
Oh, yeah. Because... Mm-hmm. See, so many times, people just think, well, they're just kind of doing their deal down there, at the college, and they don't even think about that they could be used in some aspect of BSU ministry.
Mm-hmm. So there's really quite a bit of work that any believer could do if they just basically contacted you and said, "Hey, how can I help?" There were different ways you could help put them to work then.
Right.
Well, do you have maybe any stories or testimonies of students' lives who've been touched or changed or transformed because of how the Lord reached through the Baptist Student Union to touch and minister to their lives?
I tell you what, I'll tell my what I call the miracle story because I can't explain except that it was God that did it.
Mm-hmm.
We took a mission trip to the University of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And we were, I had 13 or 14 students. We were using surveys to share the gospel. We just got out on those campuses up there and we were just sharing the gospel with people. And when it was all said and done, there were four students that accepted Christ as Lord and Savior.
Mm-hmm.
What was unique about it was that I sure didn't expect. Two of them were my students from Northeast Mississippi Community College.
Mm-hmm.
We had gone through witness training, and you would just think, well, they're already saved, but mm-hmm. they realized they weren't.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this one girl in particular, where the miracle stuff comes in. I mean, it's a miracle when anybody gets saved. So,
That's right.
We had four miracles there, but
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell about the other miracles associated with this girl particularly. Mm-hmm. We were riding up. There was a local youth minister at one of the local churches that had volunteered to carry us up to Memphis to the airport,
mm-hmm.
and that was this was back in the days before cell phones were around.
Right.
Well, this girl, she realizes she does not have her picture ID to get on that plane,
mm-hmm.
and so I told her, I said, "Listen, if they won't have mercy on you, I don't. We've got to go on. You're just gonna have to let your mom and daddy come up here and get you this airport." Anyway, we get up there. And I'm talking to all these people, and finally, there was somebody when I explained the situation, this guy said, "Listen, I'm a Christian," and he worked it out for her to get on that plane without a picture ID.
Mm-hmm.
So the understanding was that
praise God,
her mother would she called her mother, said, "Send the picture ID by UPS to the place we were working with up there, and that way she would have it when we returned to go through the Pittsburgh airport and come home."
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have this good week, and these folks get saved and everything, and here we are, we're we're on our way to the Pittsburgh airport, and she says, "Oh, Brother Wayne, what is it? What is it? I can't find my picture ID." And I'm thinking, what in the world is going on with this girl? Well, we wind up, we get there, and this airport is so big that they have like a subway train that takes you out to the outer terminals. Mm-hmm. And so I left one of the guys there with her because we had called the guy that dropped us off in the van to come. You know, we said, come back. We think, you know, maybe her ID fell out in the seat or something. Mm-hmm. So I get the other students down to the terminal, and I come back. And when I come back, that guy is standing there, and he's got, like, tears in his eyes. And I see her, and she is at one of the TSA agents is going through her luggage. So I know she wouldn't be there if she didn't have her ID because it would have been a waste of time. Mm-hmm. Well, I go up to him, and I say, so you found it? He said, Brother Wayne, you can't believe what happened. Just guess what happened. I said, what happened? Well, they had gone outside and put their suitcases up against the wall, and then they were on about a 10 or 12 foot wide section of sidewalk, mm-hmm. and the van had come, and they had looked through the van, couldn't find it, and the guy was already gone. So they're standing out by the roadway, you know, on the edge of the sidewalk, and the suitcases are up against the wall. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she's crying, and he says, listen, let's pray, mm-hmm. and just ask the Lord. And so they you know, he says a prayer, mm-hmm. and he's asking for the Lord to show him where the picture ID is. When she prays, she's saying, Dear Jesus, I ask that you come into my heart and be my personal Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And so she didn't say a word to God about the picture ID. She gave her life to Christ right mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. Well, they get through praying, they're hugging each other and crying and everything. And he says, listen, I know you've looked through that suitcase 1,000 times, but would you let me look through that suitcase? And she says, okay. He turns to go to the suitcase that, you know, that's about, you know, eight or 10 foot away. Mm-hmm. An envelope falls out of the sky. He picks it up. He opens the envelope, and her picture ID is in it.
Mm. Praise God.
And I'm thinking, what in the, like I said, there's Hallelujah. No explanation. Oh, no explanation but God.
Other than God. Other than Jesus. Yes, sir.
So anyway, what one of the most unique testimonies that I've ever heard in my life is, mm-hmm. is that young lady's testimony about how she got saved.
Mm, praise God. And you know, Brother Wayne, part of what it makes me think about is the fact is that God is so big.
Oh.
He is so great. And he can do things. And the fact is, one of the reasons why as believers we need to be thinking in terms of ministry all the time is because ministry is simply the will of God. And the fact is, every day of our lives, we pass people that desperately need to get saved. So evangelism should be at the forefront of the minds of believers and being used by God. Well, in this case, you were dealing with a problem. But at the same time, you were available and he had been sharing the gospel. Well, somehow or another, God touched this young lady. She got saved at the right time and still got her idea miraculously as well.
Amen.
Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you are God. You are El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. You're bigger than all the challenges, all the problems, the big ones, the little ones, and all the in-between ones. And thank you, Lord, for the fact that you call all of us to seek first your kingdom. That you call us to seek you, to seek your word, to seek your will, and simply to be available vessels. And help us to be mindful, Lord, that ministry is everywhere. You call us to simply be available vessels that you can use. And thank you, Lord, for the work of the ministry like the Baptist Student Union that is seeking to lead young people to come to know Christ and to disciple them as well. Father, anoint this ministry with a mighty, mighty, mighty anointing. Fill it anew, afresh with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, raise up more and more ministries, Baptist Student Union ministries, and other ministries on college campuses that will be used by you to be the hands and feet of Jesus on college campuses, where so many times there's so much darkness, so many challenges, so many things going on in the lives of young people who are there to get an education. Lord, send forth many more laborers onto college campuses. Raise up many more ministries like the Baptist Student Union that will be there so that they can be a tool through which you can share the gospel and point them to Jesus Christ and point them to your word. Lord, stir us as your church to be faithfully about your business each and every day. Thank you for the chance to know you, to serve you every single day. And thank you for every listener. Bless each and every one of us. Indeed, expand each of our territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon us. Keep us from evil, that we may not cause pain, in Jesus' name. And Lord, help us to know, Lord, that miracle stories like Brother Wayne just shared are things you do, you can do all day long, every day. You just desire to use available vessels. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to The Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guest today is Wayne Vandiver. He's the director of the Baptist Student Union. We'll be right back.
Music from the Walls Group, the song All Praise Goes to You. Thanks for listening to The Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our in-studio guest today is Wayne Vandiver. He's the director of the Baptist Student Union at Northeast Community College in Boonville, Mississippi. And Brother Wayne, if someone wants to get in touch with you or learn more about your work and ministry, how can they do that?
You can send an email to northeastbsu@hotmail.com. That's all lowercase. You could call 662-728-5409.
All right. Well, thank you again for being with us, Brother Wayne, and sharing about the work of the Baptist Student Union. Now, you know, I'm gonna be sure and go back and listen to the podcast and listen to that story again. That's such a power. And, you know, I want to just share this. That sounds like an angel story. And, you know, sometimes you have some people that get a little nervous about stories like that. But, you know, that's not hard for God.
No.
It sounds like the Lord sent an angel to put it in an envelope and get it back to them at the right time, right after she got saved. So, powerful testimony. So, thank you for sharing that, though. But do you have another story or testimony you'd like to share that, again, further illustrates why it's so important for a ministry like the Baptist Student Union to be at work on a college campus?
Well, when I served at Itawamba, we had a young lady that was coming to BSU stuff. She was hanging out with some of the BSU students, and you know, she counted herself as a part of us. But what was surprising was she was from a Mormon background,
mm-hmm.
and the students were just being a friend to her. I remember she was probably about maybe 3 years older than the, you know, most students are 18, 19, 20. This girl, I think, was like 20, 22, 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, one day I came in and she and one of the guys there, they were very excited. And I said, what's going on? And she said, I just got saved. And I said, really? And so they
praise
told me
God.
About it. Said they were in the prayer room praying together.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, she wound up praying to receive Christ. Well, she, you know, she grew and was, you know, we tried to disciple her and everything. She had I think it's called multiple sclerosis. I don't remember what it was exactly that she had, but I know that people that have it a lot of times will not live past the age of 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And that young lady passed away a year after that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
praise
thought,
God.
Man alive, quote, in the nick of time. Mm-hmm. That's the way I felt about it. You know, the Lord got her attention and opened her eyes mm-hmm. In the nick of time for her to get saved.
Amen. Amen. Brother Wayne, would you pray for believers to seek to become more and more evangelism and discipleship minded? Because, you know, the Great Commission in Matthew chapter 28 tells us to go into all the world and make disciples. You know, that's not just the commission to pastors and missionaries. It's not just the commission to ministry leaders. It's the commission to every believer in the whole world. We're all called to be involved in the work of making disciples, which is evangelism and discipleship. Would you pray for believers to grow in their understanding of the need for them to get vitally and passionately involved in this great endeavor that God has called us to?
Okay. Dear Lord, we're so mindful that we need to reach out and share the good news of Jesus Christ with those that are lost. And we need to make disciples of all nations. And so we lift up each listener right now that each one would say, Lord, what would you have me do as far as fulfilling this, to be able to reach out to make disciples? I pray for parents that they will see it not as something that the children's minister or youth minister does for their kids at the church, but they'll see it as their responsibility to disciple their children and disciple their teenagers to be the men and women of God that you want them to be. And I ask, Lord, that you just help people to see that we all need a Paul and we all need a Timothy. And help us, Lord, to just look around and find people that can serve in that capacity to help us to grow in Christ, but also for us to help others to grow in Christ. I ask, Lord, that you will just put it on the hearts of people that just as they look at somebody, they don't think, well, there's this guy. It's a black guy. It's a white guy. It's a good-looking girl. It's a good-looking guy. But they'll think, does this guy know Jesus? Does this girl know Jesus? And help us, Lord, to be bold in order to just start talking to people and asking questions and finding out where they stand with Christ. Lord, we love you. Help us to make you known. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Brother Wayne, share another testimony. Share another story with us, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess the testimony I want to share about it here is how God has used mission trips and missions experiences. I've got former students that are now missionaries on foreign fields.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, you know, a bunch of students that are now pastors and youth ministers and all that. And a lot of them have told me that when they went on a mission trip with the BSU, the very first mission trip they ever went on in their lives, and how God used that to open their eyes to the fact that, you know, it's not just Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. It's Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the world.
That's right.
And that's
right.
What we need to be looking at. We want to look at just Jerusalem because that's what's right in front of our eyes. But there's a lot more out there, a lot more people out there that need Christ.
That's right.
So to me, one of the great things about BSU is that, you know, missions is a big deal. In fact, we have a thing that I think God has used in so many ways. We have a program called BSU Summer Missions, mm-hmm. and the basic idea is that these students can fill out an application, they can go through interviews, and they can end up serving anywhere in the world and in the United States, and their bosses, their supervisors, will be Southern Baptist missionaries or say like a pastor out in Montana or the director of an inner-city mission center in Houston, Texas. And here they are. They get to spend 8 weeks out on the field, and all they got to do every day is serve the Lord. All they got to do every day is tell somebody about Jesus. They hadn't got to punch a clock. They ain't got to worry about, all the things of normal life. Just every day, they're serving the Lord. And, it can be teaching children in vacation Bible school. It can be working at a homeless center. It can be working with church planters trying to start a church in an area, that kind of a thing. And so students, like I said, going on mission trips and serving as BSU summer missionaries, there's a lot of people that'll say, God used that to change my life and open my eyes to this whole world here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's powerful, Brother Wayne, for you to share that. And something I think to be true is that I believe one of the reasons for that is because the presence of God is mightily upon people in the process of obeying Him. When we're called and we're doing what God has called us to do, He's let us know, never will I leave you nor forsake you. So God, you can find the presence of God, the anointing of God, where you have people being obedient, doing the work and the will of God. And so many times I think you'll find greater things going on, period, about the kingdom when we're in obedience, you know. And so, again, I appreciate you sharing that so much. Now, our time is just about gone. One more time, would you share with our listeners one more time, if they want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
You can send an email to northeastbsu@hotmail.com, or you can call 662-728-5409.
Okay. And if someone is interested in thinking to themselves they would like to maybe either get involved with leading a Baptist student union, what should they do?
Well, you have to have a seminary degree from a Southern Baptist seminary. We got six of them. Mm-hmm. But you've got to have a seminary degree to be qualified to be a Baptist student union director. That, like mm-hmm. I said, that's coming from the Mississippi Baptist Convention Board. That's their deal. Mm-hmm. But to me, the best thing you can do, you know, like students that are in any given college right now, is get involved in BSU mm-hmm. and see what it's all about. And, you're going to learn a lot by doing, not mm-hmm. just hearing about it, but doing it. Mm-hmm. And, the Lord may open the door for you to, you know, get your college degree, you know, because think about seminary. You can't get in a seminary unless you got a bachelor's degree in something.
Right. Hmm. All right. Well, thank you again so much for coming and sharing, Wayne. And I hope people will be inspired to become intercessors and prayer warriors that will pray for ministries like yours and the Baptist Student Union, as well as other ministries on college campuses which carry out a very, very important role. Well, as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know that you have never in your life made the eternally important decision of inviting Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a good day, a great day to make that step. If you'd like to make that step, would you simply from your heart pray this prayer with me now to commit your heart to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent. By faith, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to seek you in prayer daily. Thank you for saving me. Help me to follow you faithfully all my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some resource material that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord. Please get in touch. My email, once again, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you. Hopefully, we'll hear from you soon. Again, joseph@afr.net. Brother Wayne, thank you so much for being with us. One more time, if someone wants to get in touch with you, Wayne Vandiver, the director of the Baptist Student Union at Northeast Community College, how can they do that?
You just send an email to northeastbsu@hotmail.com.
All right. Thank you so much, Brother Wayne, and keep up the great work, okay?
Thank you.
Please pray much for Brother Wayne Vandiver and the ministry of the Baptist Student Union in our world. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.